Hey, welcome back. We're just chit-chatting here with the Flavor HD folks, Hannah Stanley and Dane Neal. Let me turn you guys on here so we
actually
hear. You're good.
Yes.
All right, Dane's on over here.
Yes.
Dane, can you give us a sound check?
Right, check.
There he is. Those voices, you heard them all Thanksgiving long, pretty much. They pretty much took over WGN Radio for the last couple of days.
There was a 24-hour stretch that I was on 11 straight hours.
That's insane.
Or 11 hours out of that. Yeah.
Were you just mumbling by the end and just saying whatever?
I just read from Of Mice of Men.
The Naperville phone book.
Yes. Right. I made it through Chicago. What a blessing. How lucky are
how
we
great
that
is that
we get to be here and in this gorgeous studio?
Isn't it awesome.
It's amazing.
It's distracting at the same time, though.
It is, and it's a little bit like Winter Wonderland. Last year was a little bit different, and I would say more sophisticated of a holiday decor.
Yeah, this is from Tree Time, our friends at Tree Time.
We love Tree Time, and this year they took it to a whimsy level, which I also enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, they always have the half Santa butt sticking out of the chimney over there, which is nice.
And this year he's been working out, you can tell.
He's got some nice glutes going on.
Well, actually, he's facing forward, unless he's had some kind of industrial accident with the feet.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Guys, thanks so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
Sure.
I'm a big fan of Flavor HD. How did you guys come together and start that movement?
Well, I don't know that it was a movement, but
it's soon to be.
We were. I was doing a lot of food radio and more national stuff, and Hannah and I had known each other working with March of Dimes and some of the big food events that they were doing, and we got together, and I would be not necessarily complaining about having to, you know, do an interview with Robert Irvine, but Hannah seemed to know who these people were. She was into it. She was she watched a lot of the shows. She was an accomplished.
When you say shows, you mean like the Food Network?
Yeah, Food Network,
a lot of PBS.
Yeah.
Since I was little, I actually just posted a picture of me with Julia Child.
I was going to say you have to be a Julia fan if you're a PBS.
Majorly.
Yeah.
And back to when I was in like junior high or high school, I waited in line to meet her at a book signing, and I
was
still
she nice
the,
when she met
she was amazing
really
yeah and she was gigantic she was huge she was a large tall woman even you know how she was kind of hunched over and I just found one of the pictures. There's like two or three pictures, but I found one, and I still have the book that's signed by her. And
so are you a self-proclaimed chef or foodie, or are you actually legit
food enthusiast?
Okay.
But definitely not formally trained.
Right.
Yeah.
And Dane, are you a...
I'm a media guy. So yeah. I was always a radio guy, but in a food enthusiast. And I always liked that, coining it from... I wasn't really comfortable with foodie. It just never seemed like manly enough. You know, now, of course, everybody's into food.
Yeah,
of course, you got...
What is the manly term for foodie, by the way?
A food enthusiast.
Food
a
enthusiast.
Fooder.
That seems too sophisticated.
Maybe there's something manlier we can come up with.
Fooder. Kind of like a Buddhist, a foodist.
And so just interviewing like personalities of the food world. So as these shows started getting popular and people's interest in some of these chefs and personalities started getting out there, getting a chance to talk with them and kind of help them share what they're doing.
And how did they respond to you guys? Were they like, you guys aren't professional chefs? What are you doing being experts?
No, they were so great. They completely, especially I think because we have a pretty deep knowledge base. I mean, we were asking them questions that weren't like, so that show, was that fun? I mean, we were asking
the generic
them,
media questions.
I was like, what are you making for the kids? Like you get home, you've been cooking all night. Like what's going in the lunchbox? Are you a mac and cheese mom? You know?
Yeah.
And she was like, no, we do a lot of fish tacos. And that was Chef Kat Cora. So we took it to a different level and how we were identifying with them as chefs.
Yeah. What's neat is what they have is it's so niche and it's so targeted. And that's a lot about, what the viewers love about it, but being able to get with them and talk with them about things that are just average things that are going on that everybody is really curious about, but just doesn't fit into the format of a show.
So I read something recently about Giada De Laurentiis, about
the Spit Cup.
The Spit Cup?
She spits out her food.
I read that. Yes, that was it. And then there was a controversy about her.
Now but think about this. And Frank, you know what goes into doing a television show. And a lot of times, all the time, is much more drawn out.
He pledges something, and then they throw the table away. And he pledges it again.
You have to use every piece of furniture that you identify. No, you can't possibly, if you're doing take after take, you can't just ingest all of that food.
Yeah.
And so that's something, it seems obvious to me working
Mario
around
Batali,
it.
Mario Batali, though, looks like he might have ingested all the food.
When it's really good, Frank.
Yeah.
You just.
So you're saying Giada doesn't know how to cook?
No. She's just more concerned about her figure, apparently.
Yeah. And apparently her figure is part of her persona, right?
I mean,
her two friends really show up a lot in all of her shows.
She is fond of them. And yeah. her husband is actually a huge VP with...
That could be why.
Well, it's yeah. a... It's a
with
a clothing,
what?
A particular
with a pharmaceutical
clothing.
Company?
Oh, yeah. Oh, gotcha.
Anthropology.
With he's a bikini corporation.
He's a VP hey. With Anthropology.
Is he?
And so I think that that's part of, you know, her...
Caitlin, did you know
styling.
That?
I did know that.
Caitlin consults for Anthropology on the weekends.
Yep. Nice.
Yes. She shows them how to sell clothes.
See you and Gianna, all right.
Yes.
Well, I think some of the personalities are popular for different reasons, a lot of which is, you know, the viewers, they can identify them with in different ways. I mean, people certainly identify Giada. Some like it because of the Italian cooking. Some like it because she's easy to look at.
Right. Well, the combination is not bad.
It's not bad.
No, and her recipes are incredibly attainable.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't usually sit there and go, oh, I can't. I can make... pretty much everything she's making.
So what happened to Rachel Ray?
What do you mean, what happened to her?
I don't know. She just kind of, I don't know. She just kind of fell off the radar a little bit to
she's
me.
Still on
to
her,
me,
she's,
and maybe not
she's
to
She's on a radar, just not your radar, apparently.
Because she's doing her everyday talk show.
Yeah, is it going well? Is it still...
You know, always kind of an odd choice for me. You know, having gotten to know and interview like almost every single person that you can see on TV, and Hannah's gotten to meet a ton of them as well. They do kind of go across the board as far as some, you're like, obviously this is just, you know, you're reading a cue card and that's what you're doing. Some seem really smart. They'd be successful in whatever business.
Yeah.
For her, I think her niche was, I'm going to make it easy. I'm going to just make it very simple.
But gruff, though. She had this gruffness to her that I liked, you know. And
she's in a town on X amount of dollars a day, and she can make it work. She's all alone. But I don't know if she would have been the best choice as far as range of topics for a regular sit-down talk show.
You
and
nailed
yet,
it. You
somehow
nailed it right
works.
There.
It worked. I think that's a testament to her popularity.
In a landscape where shows are being dumped, I mean, Queen Latifah's dumped. Mm-hmm. I mean, all these shows, Katie Couric.
And that was, well, Queen Latifah, I mean, Katie Couric's show, I think she just seemed kind of out of her element. She was more like news, you know. And if you're going to do the Today Show, you know how that's rapid.
Yeah.
It's not so much, you know, see to your pants stuff. But I thought Queen Latifah's show was okay.
I didn't mind it.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I will tell you, I think it's funny that you two have seen it and I never have.
Really?
More of you, Hannah, than there are of us.
How about The Chew? Are we fans of The Chew?
I do like The Chew. I don't get a chance to watch it very often, but when I like how they incorporate cooking with, you know, everyday stuff and with celebrities as well.
Got to be, when the first episode of The Chew happened, I was actually on, it was part of the set because they were going out to where Mario Batali was out in New York at the time for one of his events. And so there was so much concern over, because it had taken over for
All
a soap opera that
All
had been
children.
On.
Yeah, it was so big, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. I want to say, wasn't it also when Oprah left too? It was part of
it
the
was right about
fill-in.
That same time, yes.
The idea that you could have, and there had just been some pawing at kind of network food television, you know, like a MasterChef and some other, but could you have an everyday thing in the middle of the day, you know, a major network and have food as the base? Now, you know that show is kind of, it's kind of broad. You know, they do talk about some current events, but it's rooted in food and it works. But no one knew that was going to happen.
No, and the personalities, too. I mean, they picked two people you kind of knew and then three you kind of didn't know.
Yeah, I mean, Clinton Kelly came to it from fashion. And so that was the one choice where I was like, well, okay, he's got some hosting chops.
From
and
TLC,
so,
right?
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I...
Who was the tall gal with the glasses?
Carla. She's awesome. We love
But she
Carla.
Was never... Was she on? Was she on Top Chef or something?
Top Chef.
Yeah, she was on Top Chef and didn't win.
Nope, but she was one of those persons. You know, just like
I would
Fabio
see her at the
Viviana.
Today Show all the time, and she was so sweet and nice. I just couldn't, like, where do I know you from?
I will tell you, we met her out in Aspen and sat down with her to do an interview, and we're kind of instantly best friends. I mean, she, like, we sat down in an ottoman together because that's just where we happened to be in the hotel.
Right.
And she was like, girl, come in, sit down with me. And then we saw her like 2 days later and she's like, she's just wacky. Yeah. I love her.
They have
her.
Great personality for sure. And Mario is Mario. I mean,
Mario's Mario. And, and Daphne had published a cookbook. Legitimately Dr. Oz's daughter, but had published a cookbook.
Not his illegitimate daughter.
So, Dr.
So there's no confusion.
Dr. Oz had no strings pulling on that one?
No. But, you know, maybe he did, but she had published a book in college about keeping, you know, weight off and being focused on healthy food and such.
For the interview process for that, and Frank, I'm glad you mentioned it. Yeah, she kept it a complete secret and actually had like an assumed name for that. So no one would know because she didn't want any influence from Dr.
Osniak. That's who she was.
That's great. Well, listen, we got to take a quick break before we do news here. We have Hannah Stanley and Dane Neal, Flavor HD, in the studio. And they do a bunch of other things here on WGN Radio.
Skateboarding.
As well as skateboarding and White River rafting. We'll be talking about all that and more. And you guys actually have some ideas to bring us for the holidays, right?
Oh, absolutely. Pantry staples that you probably want to keep on hand just in case of things popping up as they do. Ways that you can kind of evolve your favorite recipes for gluten-free, dairy-free friends.
Good. You're talking to the right guy.
And a couple easy things you can bring and be a big star at the party.
Sweet. All that, folks. So don't go anywhere.
This is the Frank Fontana Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the show, folks. I never know if she's going to say something else at the end of that, Caitlin. We're back here with Hannah Stanley and Dane Neal. Together, they are Flavor HD. Guys, thanks so much for joining me today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah, pleasure to be here.
So we were chit-chatting, and we left off talking about holiday pantry staples and maybe some quick and easy dishes to bring to the holiday, kind of like switching up the norm a little bit.
Yes.
What do you guys suggest?
Tis the season for spices. Mm. It is all
exotic
about
spices,
because we're all about that spice.
I was going to say,
not necessarily exotic things that we just want to combine, layer, make them the mulling spices. And things that are going to go into mulling spices are things you might already have: clove, star anise, cinnamon, that kind of stuff. Orange peels, even. Mm. And you can make your own. You can buy unbelievable ones at stores like Williams Sonoma, or I mean even Target or a grocery store. Mariano's perfect example. Yes. So you can make your own, add an incredible spice selection at a Mariano's, or you can just go and pick up a prepackaged one and throw in some here's my other little secret. Cinnamon candies, like the Brock's cinnamon candies. You throw that in some cider and put it on a back burner on low.
You know what I do?
Amazing.
I get these little ginger candies from Chinatown.
Are they the gummy? Like they're kind of chewy.
Gummy. I may even have one in my pocket.
Greatest things ever.
They are so good.
Yeah.
I throw those in my Moscow Mules when I'm having a cocktail. It just adds another layer of gingerness.
Ginger is probably the most underrated American spice here in America.
I love ginger. Want to embrace the ginger. You know, but not every experience is going to be positive. And nothing against the...
What do you got wrong? What's up with ginger and you, Dave?
Where was that one night that I had too many gingers?
Stopped in Nothing Open, ran into a store called Aldi's, and they had some ginger cookies there, and they had some kind of weird cellophane coating and some other things, and it was... I wanted to try them, and it was kind of disappointing. So just avoid... Not everything.
Avoid Aldi's or ginger cookies.
Go there, but just avoid the ginger cookie aisle. For me.
I do like those ginger candies. You can get them. Sometimes you have to look a little bit more for them, but a Fresh Market or Mariano's, they would have them for sure.
I don't know. I've tried. Anyway, this is not about Chinatown and finding ginger. It's about, because I can talk about ginger for hours.
I will tell you, there's a great company who makes them called Chimes. And so you can find them on Amazon, because there was a period of time where I was having them delivered.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, you're serious about your ginger.
I do enjoy the ginger. But
have you had a Moscow Mule?
Yes, I have.
Not a fan?
Oh, no, I think they're delightful.
Kraft House makes a great one.
Do they?
Yeah. Mm. It's local bartender Charles Jolie was on the show a couple weeks ago.
And he came
got
in.
Got me hooked.
Came in
Look
packing.
At you.
Yeah.
About building good cocktails, building great rooms.
That's what we do here.
Renaissance, man.
It's all about lifestyle on this show.
That's awesome. Do you put a spotlight on the Moscow Mule?
Do
you move the KitchenAid over to the side?
Have you seen my Instagram?
I put spotlights on it.
I have Caitlin come to my house and hold a light. And it's just so I can shoot the perfect picture of my things in my kitchen. All right. So what other holiday pantry staples should we have?
Well, this isn't necessarily a staple, but we've already kind of hit on the fact that you can kind of hit or miss when it comes to going to Chinatown or Aldi's or one of these other places. So sometimes it's good to make things at home. You wonder where you're going to get those recipes. And talking with mutual friend Duff, he's got a new book out. He said the best recipes.
Wait, the pastry chef Duff?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Duff Goldman.
Oh, cool.
So he's got a new book out, but here he is saying go buy the book, but also the best books that you can get and some of the best recipes of all time are in those books that are the collective books from church groups or bake sales where everybody turns in something. They may only make one thing in their life, but it is incredible, and they've been doing it for 30 years. So we've got something from the Hinsdale United Methodist Church. Representing. And this one is
brownie points for that.
This is one that we make, and it is super, super easy. Kids can get involved. They can play with it, too. It's called Hugs and Kisses. It's just all you need is round, small pretzels, M&Ms, Hershey Kisses, the holiday ones with the white stripes that they've got. You place the pretzels on a cooking sheet, put the Hershey Kiss in the center, 200 degrees. So you just take the pretzel, set the kiss on top, 200 degrees for just 4 minutes. So it only takes a couple seconds. And then all you do is take an M&M, press it down so it doesn't melt, but it just gets a little bit flexible.
Yeah. Is there any dough in this?
Nope.
No.
Just the pretzel.
Well, just the pretzel would have wheat in it.
Yeah. So you just do that. And then you've got these things all made up. It takes maybe 5 minutes to do. Just throw them in the freezer, chill them, then head off to the party.
Wow.
It's also a great Christmas Eve activity if you're kind of all sitting around. And the kids can, because easily, as Dane said, the kids can make it.
And you think 5 minutes. Frank, you're a busy guy.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't even have 5 minutes.
No.
So if you have 0 minutes, and you happen to have grilling cheese, we've got the Brunkow cheese people.
Can I see that? I saw you walking around with it earlier.
With a deck of them. You get to choose.
He keeps them in his pocket.
It looks like it. So what is it? That's like the grilling cheese. So you throw it on a grill. It already looks like it's been charred a little bit, right?
Yep. You can take it to the you take it to whatever event you're going to do, and you can do it right there. Put it on the grill for just a couple minutes. It grills up
without tin foil or anything. Just right on the grill.
Just throw it right on the grill, and then you just dice it up, and you can use it as a.
It's cheese, right?
It's cheese. Mm-hmm. It's an incredible appetizer. Use it with toothpicks, and it's infused. That's a technical term.
Yeah.
And we use it with you've got jalapeno, you've got garlic, you've got bacon. They've got pizza flavor. It's great. You're going to go home with one today, as is Hannah and Caitlin. And then encourage people to get out to the Chris Kindle Market, either one downtown.
Is that where they sell this?
Yep. Or there's one out this year at Oakbrook Mall.
Is this a local guy who puts this together?
Local Wisconsin people that they make it, but it's grilling cheese. And it is so, so, so good.
You're going to make me break my raw vegan detox I'm on right
now
because of that.
I'm sure it's vegan cheese.
We can write you.
Is it vegan cheese?
Soy.
We'll write you a Flavor HD get out of jail card.
Yeah, write that for my intestines later.
I am actually going to send Caitlin, so she can put it up on your Facebook page, something that I do at my house for events like on Christmas Eve. I will make this and then we put it in the fridge overnight and bake it on Christmas morning, so the house smells amazing. It is a cinnamon eggnog French toast bake.
Yeah, I heard you the other day saying that you will pour eggnog into your veins.
I do enjoy the eggnog. And now I do soy eggnog so that people enjoy being around me. But
I had coconut eggnog the other day.
Coconut milk eggnog. How was that?
Fantastic.
See, I don't dig on the coconut typically.
Is it subtle?
It's subtle. You're not tasting a ton of coconut. Okay. I actually had the pumpkin spiced one.
Pumpkin spiced
eggnog with the coconut base.
Because not going to lie, I was a little afraid. Yeah. I was looking for the almond milk eggnog.
Some, like, you know, if you get the so delicious coconut based stuff, it really tastes coconutty.
Well, you got to go with an island theme.
Right, exactly, yeah.
No, and for those who are listening, yes, Orion, we understand you can't milk an almond. Okay.
How I just passionate was Orion the other day when you guys were talking about the turkey farm? That was...
Well, you know, he always is, and he will swoop into the rescue. The farm bat signal goes up in the sky.
I know.
And the
he got mad for a second.
Boom.
He was like, don't forget those farmers. How he had that deep voice. Don't forget those farmers out there. They put the food on the table. And I can respect that.
Totally.
You know?
He may call up to defend the coconut farmers.
He might be calling in right now, actually.
We do have a caller, and he's probably saying, you can't milk an almond, because that's what he says.
Right, there'll be farmers with pitchforks lined up across the studio.
Yes, it's an almond beverage.
An almond beverage.
Yes,
yeah.
And that's legitimate. This is something he says.
Yeah. Well, these are some really good ideas. Now, do you post all this stuff on your Facebook page?
A lot of it gets posted. People can ask us if they can't find something. Definitely ask us for it. We were talking, and I think we've covered a lot of the dairy-free things. So much of the milk and beverages that are on the market now, the almond milk, you can absolutely supplement for just about everything.
Yeah.
Soy milk, you want to be a little bit more careful of when you're cooking with it because it does take on a different taste.
Yeah.
But almond milk, I find it to be really, really, get the unsweetened, unflavored, and you're good to go.
Absolutely. Hey, we have a caller who just texted in and said Trader Joe's also has the candied ginger.
Okay.
Just in case.
The only thing is, I enjoy the candied ginger that's a little bit chewier.
Right.
There are some that are like crystallized, very
different. Don't hate that. I'm not a fan.
I'm not either. It's too sugary for me.
Yeah. Let's give a shout out to our Navy folks walking by. I don't think they heard us.
No, you don't. That's all right. Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service, guys.
All right.
Appreciate that.
Okay. Thank you.
You think they're going to Navy Pier, possibly?
I think maybe they got dropped off from Great Lakes, and then they're going to, I don't know.
Or maybe they just sailed right up and stormed the beach.
Stormed the beach of Navy Pier. North Avenue Beach.
They could have.
You guys are fun. So what is going on with Flavor HD? When can people hear it? And I know independently you guys both do your thing, so let's talk about that for a second here.
Every Wednesday at 4, we're on with Bill and Wendy. Sometimes half an hour, sometimes we take over. It just depends.
Yep.
They're a fun group.
Oh, they're the best. Yeah. They're wonderful.
Oh, yeah. And it's great to be able to give some insight and advice into some of the things that are going on. Not just things going on in Chicago necessarily with a restaurant here or there, but we'll bring food in or we'll talk about kind of the bigger issue. We talked the BPA issue, mm-hmm. with the different foods and some kind of food recalls and some other things. And then Hannah and I are going to be sitting in for a lot of different shifts coming up over this and kind of broadening, just like we did for some of the things we did over the last weekend.
With John, filling in for John Williams. I heard got all political and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, we did. Yeah, we took sides and fought.
And did you win?
I did.
Good. We fought with the callers.
I'm not saying he did. Yeah. I won.
You fought with the callers. That's not what's supposed to happen.
No, we'll be filling in for Steve Cochran's show the weekend between Christmas and New Year's, and then Dane's got some fill-in shifts on his own, and I do too. So
that's
you'll
awesome.
Hear us.
And you're at night with Patty Vasquez as well.
I do sometimes at night with Patty Vasquez, and then Saturday nights at Girls Night Out.
Girls Night Out. What time does that start?
6 o'clock.
I got to stay up that late.
6 to 8.
Six.
I got a 7 month old at home. No,
I got it.
8:30 is pushing it.
I'll text you and wake you up.
Yeah, there you go. Text me right before I'm about to go to sleep. I'll be happy. Like I'll be an angry caller at that point.
Hannah does run the host tech system.
That's funny. Hannah Stanley, Danielle, thanks so much for coming in. We really appreciate it. You guys are awesome. I'm a fan, and you guys are welcome back on the show anytime.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Frank.
All right, coming up after the break, we are doing the Bionic Man Bit. That's right. Dr. Joel Ogner, renowned cardiologist and menopause expert, is turning me into the ultimate radio host. You don't want to miss it.